Solace. Written by Larathia. Narration by Oriana. It isn't fair, you know. We used to dance all the time. And you were supple, molding against me and moving with me. Now you're stiff, and I have to drag you with me. What happened, my love? When did you stop loving when we dance? You used to kiss me, too. All soft lips and exploring tongue. But now, I can barely get more than a hard peck. Did you stop loving me? Talk to me, love. Let me fix what went wrong. I can't unless I know what I did, but you don't talk to me anymore. I miss the sound of your voice. I miss the lilt of your laugh, the scent of your hair. I miss the way your arm would wind around my neck or waist, and how you would cling to me when we made love. I have this weird feeling. Like there's something I'm missing, something I should know, but it slips away when I reach for it. If you would just talk to me, just tell me what was wrong, what I did, the feeling would go away. Please, love. There are strangers here. I haven't seen you in weeks. They tell me you don't call. They tell me you can't. And I know full well why. That you will never come to visit. I don't understand them. And I get angry because they're keeping something from me. I know they are. They're keeping you from me. But when I tell them that, the needles come and I wake up in my room. I thought I saw you out the window today. They're making me stay away from windows now. I think I broke one with my fists, but it's kind of hazy. Well, everything is hazy now, except you. You are the most vivid. You always were. Please come and take me home. I hate this place. It doesn't smell like you. I'm sorry for whatever I did. I miss you. Please, Troa. Please come get me. I want to go home. I want to be in your arms. Please. Please. The orderly stood in the doorway and watched as the man on the bed rocked himself back and forth, crying and screaming the word please over and over again.
This is Wu Fei,
the old orderly said, shifting his eyes from their charge to his companion. He's been here the longest. He'll eat and take care of himself, but he doesn't talk unless he's having one of these fits. Don't go near him without a sedative. He was a soldier once and is still quick and strong. The younger orderly nodded, eyes riveted on the Chinese man, noticing the soft streaks of gray in his hair. They were the only thing that gave away his age. What happened to him? He asked softly. The other orderly sighed. Well, his lover was killed by an assassin on their wedding day. We found him clutching his body in the middle of the dance floor, covered in blood. Hasn't spoken a word since. Now his visitors stopped coming a long time ago.